This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We should be doing daylight savings revolving around the golf season. If the weather starts getting nicer, we should actually move it the other way so that it, like, you know, right now it's 8:21. It's actually 6:21.
You want it dark until 11 a.m.
Yes. Golf comes up at 11.
What if people want to golf in the morning?
Don't you work?
Maybe they work at night.
Okay. Different clocks for everybody.
To rescue us from you making my brain hurt about what time it is.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. It's cold. It's cold. It's really cold.
Something new every day.
Really cold.
It's either snowing a lot or it's insanely windy. And now it's just the Arctic.
Yeah. Real feel, minus 10. Yeah, minus 9.
That's real?
Yeah. Feels like minus 9. We are, though.
I did feel my hand get very cold just being outside for like 10 seconds.
I tried to start. We have a car starter like through the app. I know you probably do too, right?
Same thing, yeah.
And this morning I went to start it a few times, and it said on my phone that the service is not working. I thought, must be too cold. The service did not
the
work.
The service was not working.
Yeah, I could, sorry. Temporarily unavailable. Yeah. The services to start your vehicle are temporarily unavailable. Let me tell you, nice punch to the gut at 5 a.m. on a Tuesday. Can't even get my car a little warm.
Are you sure it wasn't the app that was like not working for some reason, like just coincidentally?
Whatever the breakdown was, the car didn't start
right
because
that's
of
what
the
matters.
App. Yeah. I'm not ready to launch.
I mean, you could do the old school, you walk out to your car, you start it, and then you go back inside.
That's true, but I was, upstairs, far away from the vehicle,
yeah.
More mad about the fact that it wasn't turning on. So, yeah, I dealt with it. And then it was so cold. Does this happen when it's extra cold? Did you have ice on the inside of the window? Because that's what I had.
No, I didn't
have
that.
Not on the outside.
I didn't have any on the
inside.
How do you even get that?
I don't know. There's probably some sort of scientific thing about that, but it was iced on the inside.
Is there condensation on the inside somehow? Maybe you have you wouldn't have had a window cracked, but maybe there's an airflow leakage somewhere in your car.
Why would it form only on the inside, not on the outside?
Right. That makes it weird. That makes it very strange. Like a layer of ice or just a little bit? Like, how much ice are we talking here?
I mean, I'm talking I had to run the defroster for 15 minutes. Because otherwise you would have needed a scraper on the inside of the vehicle.
Which that feels like you can't do that because then it's just going to go everywhere, right?
Yeah, right. So
you could do it. It would be a mess. And then it would melt and then it would just be water everywhere. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Condensation builds up on the outside, blah, 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 during the winter. It builds on the inside because the humidity in your car from being in it probably.
Humidity in the car.
Breathing and all that stuff. And when you shut the doors, it probably indicates actually a good seal because it keeps that moisture in there, and then that freezes on a windshield.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm...
It's definitely not a leakage. It's the opposite of that.
Yes.
All right.
That's what I'm seeing online. So anyway, it's cold.
It's so cold.
8 degrees, and it's going to be cold pretty much the rest of the week. So there we go. You know, just fight through it.
Poor dogs, man. Dogs, get them something if you can, but
yeah,
they're just staying inside.
I've had enough.
Finn's at a point now where to get to the backyard, we don't have a huge backyard. To get to the backyard where he goes to the bathroom, because of all the shoveling of the driveway, he now is like climbing Everest to get to. I've tried to flatten it out for him or spread it to the back because he was basically climbing Everest just to get to the backyard where he could then go to the bathroom.
Jeez.
It's bad.
It's rough. So anyway, plan accordingly. Stay warm as best you can. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR. Happy Tuesday. The Four Nations final is set, U.S. and Canada. We will, of course, chat about that a little bit. Lots and lots to get to. The U.S., I'm not sure. I've been doing the math in my head if the 3-2-1 point system. I want to dunk on everything that isn't the 3-2-1 point system.
Uh-huh.
Was anybody somehow convinced in the last 2 weeks, like, actually, you know what? I did like that. When games went to overtime, teams didn't get the full win. How is the U.S. the one seed? They're the best wins.
Yeah.
They won in regulation twice.
Yep.
Canada won regulation once. Sweden won regulation once. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would be a three-way tie. You'd be going to tiebreakers.
Right.
I mean, granted, the U.S. might not have played for the victory because they didn't need it, but...
Yeah, would anything have been different?
Well, if you had the 3-2-1 points,
if
you had the NHL's point system,
yeah,
the top three teams would have finished with the same point total, and you would have gone to a tiebreaker. So three teams would have 6 points,
mm-hmm.
Three teams would have 4 points, and we'd say, well, round robin tiebreaker, these two teams are going to make it. So
versus this, where there's way more clarity, and it just makes more sense.
Makes
too.
A ton more sense.
You get more value for winning in regulation. It's more impressive than winning in 3-on-3 overtime. I guess I didn't really think about it much during the games, though. Personally.
No.
Like, I like that. I think it makes total sense that they had it, and I like it more than what the NHL has. But when the game was actually happening, I wasn't really thinking about it a ton. But we also didn't really get a scenario yesterday where... Well, we came close. I mean, Finland almost tied it.
Sure, it's 4-3. If Finland scores a goal there and it goes to overtime...
Then they're both out.
The door is open for Sweden.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sweden would have had to still win.
Yeah. The door would have been open. So for a moment there, Sweden was back in it.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Finland was back. Oh, no, Sweden was, right? Because if Finland sends it to overtime, then Sweden's alive. So I think it worked. I think it totally worked. Did it work enough? Was it on display enough to where the league is going to think about changing the way they do the points anytime soon? Like, I'm still very skeptical of that.
Yeah, I don't really know because, again, the argument for the NHL for the longest time has been that it keeps the standings close and they like that, which, of course, is kind of a lie. It's just a, you know, fudging of the numbers. Would it be – we have it right here, 6-5-5. If it were a regular NHL point system, it would be 4-4-4.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's tighter. Okay, great.
Right.
Shouldn't the idea be you separate who are the good teams? Tell me who the good teams are, because those teams should, of course, be rewarded in the standings.
Mm-hmm.
I got to feel like that there's at least some feeling of this might be worth talking about more so than years past, because they did put it in their tournament. This wasn't the IIHF, the NHL. Right. This is their tournament, and they put it in their tournament.
Right.
So it's got to be... I don't know, something.
Someone knew what it was in the league. They knew it existed, at the very least, right?
Maybe they only did it for this exact scenario. Like, hey, guys, we're only playing like 6 games. We should probably have it be where it's easier to settle ties based on, you know, regulation wins and all that. Anyway.
Right.
So the U.S. and Canada plays on Thursday. The U.S. has a bunch of injuries. Matthew Tkachuk, Brady Tkachuk, Charlie McAvoy. McAvoy's in the hospital?
Yeah, I don't know. Did anyone see what for, though? I didn't see why.
Upper body injury.
Okay.
Is what I saw. So, you know.
Okay.
All right. Some weird stuff going on. The U.S. is banged up.
Matthews is sick, I think.
Yeah.
So he missed yesterday. That was more precautionary. Trocheck got hurt yesterday but did come back. I wonder, though, I think maybe they mentioned this on the broadcast. They were wondering if he came back because they were playing a man short coming into the game. Like, they just didn't dress a full lineup because kind of weird. This is the second time in the tournament somebody has run into a problem with, I don't have enough players because they didn't let them bring multiple extras at each position. Canada had this. They lost Drew Doughty. Not Drew Doughty. They lost Makar for a couple of games. And they already had a guy filling in. So it was, are we allowed to call up somebody else? Like, we are going to have to play this game with five defensemen. And the NHL let them do that. So they were already a man short. Maybe Trocheck came back just because of that. I mean, I guess he should be fine then for Thursday. But I was wondering about Tage. As yesterday, guys are just dropping like flies.
Right, if he were there, you know.
Or even, like, would he get the call? If Brady Tkachuk has, like, a real injury that could hold him out, or if Matthew Tkachuk couldn't come back, or if any of them, any of these guys that got hurt couldn't come back, like, would he be the next call? And then I thought, yeah, no, they're gonna say, oh, we want a guy's played in big games before. If he's got to come in cold.
Right.
So let's bring in some 34-year-old who's not good anymore instead. So I don't have my hopes up for that, but... But no, yeah, if you would have been allowed to field like two extras at each group just to make sure that nothing happened injury-wise, then Tage probably or could very well be there right now.
Too bad he's not.
It's fine.
So the U.S. and Canada. Meanwhile,
the matchup everybody wanted.
The thing I'll remember about this tournament 10 years from now is how Paul said something yesterday that got everybody very mad at us. People were mad at me the whole day. About Paul saying he would trade Darlene for Brady Tkachuk straight up. He said that. I just posted on Twitter like, hey, how about this? Paul just dropped a bomb on us. He said he would trade Darlene for Brady Tkachuk. And, Joe, people were mad at me into the evening and overnight.
Yes, they were very upset.
Clickbait.
Oh,
this,
I saw so much clickbait.
And this and that. Like, I'm sorry. Paul said a thing. I'm like, hey, you agree with that?
With Photoshops of Darlene in a Senator's uniform.
I'll tell you, it was kind of wild. The thing that it did remind me of, though, or at least maybe there's a silver lining to this whole story, is that there are still a lot of Sabres fans out there, and I know because I heard from every single one of them about Rasmus Darlene. There are a lot of Sabres fans still out there, and they all really like Darlene, which is great. Good. They're alive. They would not trade him for Brady Tkachuk. So...
Even just to shake things up. They're like, no, I don't want to make a bad trade.
And you and I talked about it. Trade. We wouldn't either. We would trade many other players for Brady Tkachuk if it was possible. So Lindy joins us tomorrow. The Sabres get back to practice, and the Four Nations final is on its way on Thursday. This is a spot where two-game aggregate really feels like it was a missed opportunity.
Oh,
would have been perfect. Two-game final. Make a two-game final, especially when, you know, the tournament probably didn't want to go back and forth between Montreal and Boston. But it's not exactly like that's a far trip. What's it, a 40-minute flight?
Yeah, Montreal to Boston. Nothing crazy.
Less than that.
We're not going to Calgary.
Right, but you got U.S.-Canada in the tournament in the group stage in Montreal. Now, the finals in Boston, a two-game aggregate that would have played one game in each.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'd go all the way to the format where road goals are worth more. I loved that old FIFA format, for people that don't know. You play a two-game aggregate, so that all the goals count, play two games, and if it was tied, the team that scored the most goals on the road won the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Which I thought was an absolutely incredible format. The idea that scoring on the road is worth just that little bit more, I loved it.
It made for wild, like, endings.
Yes.
For sure. Where, like, a team, like, there would be no draws. Like, it would be...
You could never go to kicks. It was just going to... Well, yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It could still be tied if you went like 1-1-1-1.
It was much, much more rare.
Much less likely. Yep.
Yeah. And you could get where a team is down... Well, they're down one going into to the 88th minute. But if they score...
It's kind of worth two.
They go from... Right, it's almost worth two because they would have the tiebreaker if they score the goal that they need to tie it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
It was great. It was incredible for drama.
I mean, even the World Cup they did in 96 I saw between these two teams was a three-game series.
Yeah.
Between the U.S. and Canada. So they've done that before.
I wonder if future versions of it will have a three-game final. If they feel like taking this break from the NHL. Here's the thing. Does anybody miss the NHL right now?
Sure.
Yeah?
Mm.
I mean, we might be... The wrong people to ask. It might be the wrong people to ask. I mean, we watch the Sabres every night, of course, and we're not exactly missing them because what we're getting instead is great hockey, but Yeah, two-game final, three-game final, whatever. Thursday night's going to be huge.
Right, how much do I miss Tuesday's affair between the Sabres and Ducks next week?
Right.
Like, I'm not like, oh, let's go, get that back. Like, I'm excited for the rest of the hockey season and for the playoffs, really, for sure. Like, this tournament's made me want the playoffs to start more because this is the intensity you expect when that begins. But I'm sure the league wants to get back underway, right? That's why they're not doing any sort of series. They want to get going, get us back.
Yep.
But if I wonder, though, if they could know ahead of time, which of course they can't, hey, it's going to be the U.S. and Canada in the final, then okay, let's do it. Let's go three-game series. Versus if it were Finland and Sweden, no offense to them, but ratings-wise, I'm sure it wouldn't be the same. Like, I wonder if they would be more likely to put the league on hold for this matchup as opposed to some other matchup that they could have got.
That's right. If it's Canada-Finland, it might... I mean, really, you probably only needed either Canada or the U.S. in the game for it to matter, right?
Yeah.
If it's U.S.-Finland, are they thinking this is not as good? It might be. I mean, you probably want Canada there.
But this is twice as good.
Yep.
Having them both there in the final. Could have made a rule. If it's U.S.-Canada is the only championship, but we're going to do three games. Both teams are just going to agree to it. We're going to do three-game series. So, I'm so happy that we have this matchup again. Have you seen ticket prices to this game?
I have. And I did look. Like the same as a Stanley Cup final game clincher.
NBA final game too. Like I looked. I'm like, wonder how you know, go to Boston, do the show there on Friday, go to this game. And then oh no, that's not happening. $1,300 for the nosebleeds. Yeah, that's not.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I would love to be at that arena on Thursday, apparently so would everybody else. Massive price to get into that game. So it's like the most anticipated hockey game for me in a long time. Well, at least since, you know, maybe since game seven of the Stanley Cup final was pretty cool leading into that Edmonton and Florida last year.
Just bragging rights though, right? I mean, it means a lot to you. Here's what I would say. It means a lot to you, and it might mean a lot to me and, you know, Americans and Canadians out there, but only because a win would be a ton of fun. If they lose, how long would it possibly take you to get over it? 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Like, meh, all right.
That's actually the perfect kind of sporting event.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? No, you want the anguish if they lose?
Well, the anguish comes with how much the win means. If you don't care that much that they lose, then the win is nice. Like, great. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. But, I mean, if they lose this game, will it feel about as frustrating as if the Sabres... I don't know. That's a bad example. If Liverpool lost this week to whoever they play,
against Villa.
Okay.
No, tomorrow against Villa.
Which would make you more upset? Liverpool losing one regular season game to Villa or Team USA losing to Canada?
I would say USA losing to Canada.
Okay. Is it close?
You're not that far off.
Yeah.
You're not that far off. If you gave me Liverpool in any... Like the no, never mind. Like what the FA Cup final,
right? Sure,
one of these other tournaments that they're in. No, I'd probably pick the U.S.
Were you more? Would you be? I like this game. I'm having fun with this. I won't spend too long on it. What would hurt you more? The U.S. losing this? Didn't we play this game once before?
We played something similar to this.
With what you'd rather have them win? Would you rather have? That's
then,
what we played
what?
Once before.
Then what?
We did it once before. Like, which would you rather have win? The Sabres win the Stanley Cup or? Blah, 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 blah.
No, I think it was Sabres make the playoffs, wasn't it?
But it was a good thing that we played.
We did like, or Tiger wins two majors and breaks Jack's record at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Anyway, I was going to be goofy with this one and say, what would hurt more if the U.S. lost or if the Bay Club lost on TGL last night? You know, I know you're really invested in the team, the Bay.
They won, right?
They did.
Yeah, look, there it is.
Yeah.
I'd pick them winning over, you know, like any old Bills regular season game, even.
Sure, but that's another example of that's because that kind of doesn't matter that much.
All right.
The Bills lose week five next year, no questions asked.
Regular season Chiefs game.
Would you rather the U.S. lose or the Bills lose week five next year? You don't even know where the game is, who it is, just write it in.
See, I would say yes. I feel like it'd be more likely to be a debate if you told me that week five is when they play Kansas City.
Yeah, well, who knows when they'll play.
Although I might say that.
I'm not ready.
What do I care about a regular season Chief game anymore? Give me the U.S. beating Canada.
That's true. I can't even think about the Chiefs right now. Anyway, good morning.
Yeah, sorry. Should we have a no? I technically didn't say the word. I just said the city. Should we have a no blank rule for like until at least April when the Bills trade with them in the NFL draft?
Yeah, right. It's going to be hard to avoid them. The Bengals will be a big topic today. The Bengals, we've got news on the Bengals. We've got Jeff Hobson of Bengals.com coming up at 8:30 to talk about the news on T. Higgins. So in the NFL, the franchise tag window opens today. Teams can franchise tag players, and there's every expectation the Bengals are going to use the non-exclusive franchise tag on T. Higgins for a second straight year. And reading at Bengals, SI.com, Bengals writer for SI.com, James Rapien says, there's a belief that the Bengals and Higgins are going to work on a long-term deal. That the Bengals, and at Yahoo Sports I saw, the Bengals are going to try and get long-term deals done with Higgins, Chase, and Trey Hendrickson. So they're looking to kind of buck their reputation and actually pay guys. So Higgins might not go anywhere. Part of what's happening with Cincinnati, and this is a point about Joe Burrow, and you could ask a question about Josh Allen and this, like, looking forward. Burrow spoke about this and said he thinks that they're going to get it done. He said in December on the idea of re-signing Higgins, the discussions are ongoing. I'm confident. I think we're going to be able to do what it takes to bring T back. He said, T is a need. Yes. So you've got Burrow stumping for Higgins. Chase is, of course, due huge money. And helping this situation, this Bengals situation of how could you pay Chase and Higgins, is the fact that Philadelphia pays two receivers big money.
Yep.
A.J. Brown's AAV is 32, and Devontae Smith is 25. Two huge receiver contracts just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. With a quarterback under contract.
On a huge contract for $50 million a year.
Yeah.
With a top 10 offensive line pay in terms of money. With a highly paid running back. Last year was a lot about individual receivers making big money. And, hey, those guys, their teams don't win. And now I've got the Bengals don't win either. They just finished, out of the playoffs. But the Eagles might have opened the door for it to be okay. Why wouldn't you pay two receivers big-time money? Look at what it does for you. Cincinnati's offense had Bills fans terrified, shaking at the idea that they would make it in as the 7th seed.
Yeah.
And had they done it, well, it might have been scary.
It would have been a different type of game, than Denver. If they are able to buck that trend, if they're able to, because I've kind of been writing them off, assuming that they, because all the noise was they're no different. They're not any different with Burrow under quarterback at quarterback. Like, they don't want to pay guys. And what was the evidence on that? They haven't paid Higgins. They haven't paid Chase. Hendrickson wants out. Now the linebacker wants out. Like, everybody, Jermaine Pratt, everybody wants either a new deal and isn't getting it, or they're throwing their hands up and saying, okay, just get me out of here. Like, all the evidence until, like, yesterday was they are who we've always thought they were. They are the cheap team in the league that doesn't want to pay anybody. I really wonder how much Burrow is having to do with them being different. If they get a deal done with Higgins and they get a deal done with Chase and Hendrickson, like that says, then that might just be the power of Burrow. Like, and maybe he even had to wield some power in that. I don't know. Like, I'll be very curious to see how they arrived at a decision to be different than they've been before. Was it Burrow, or was it even in their own inclination thinking, hey, if we don't start doing this, if we don't lock these guys up, make sure these guys stick around, then our quarterback's going to have a fit. And he should, right? Carson Palmer warned him. Like, this is how they are.
Yeah.
Don't sign up for this. And if you showed him within a couple of years, oh, yeah, this is who we are, then you would probably expect Burrow is going to be asking questions. What are we doing here then? What's the goal here? We just trying to get in the playoffs with 9 wins every year? Are we trying to go win a Super Bowl? So I had been writing them off, but if they keep all those guys and they keep Higgins and Chase together, Like, am I wrong for thinking they are back to being in my hair right away? They've got a lot of defense to figure out.
They do.
But,
they do.
But still, like, they lost a lot of close games last year, and they have an offense that just churns out yards. So I'll be a little unhappy because I would have been assuming that they were going to lose Higgins this offseason if they were to keep him.
803-0550, Jeff Hobson on that. We'll tackle some Bills conversations as well because they don't have anybody up for the franchise tag, but there are four players that could be next year. And a conversation, I think, about does that shape how they approach these four? There's really kind of a big five if you include Rousseau. He's on the fifth-year option. But four players from the same draft class, Cook, Shakir, Bernard, and Benford. All four of them, and then add Rousseau, five. We could be having franchise tag discussions about these players this time next year. So with that in mind, how do you prioritize them? We'll get to that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kreider kicks the puck onto his stick, and it's cleared ahead by Jack Eichel. Here comes Zach Werenski. Saved by Ersa, rebound, score! Kreider, 35 seconds in!
U.S. loses. They win basically the group stage, though, and there's no real one seed here. He's going to make it to the final. They made it to the final. They'll play Canada. A rematch for Thursday night.
In Boston.
In Boston, expecting it to be the highest-rated hockey game in quite some time.
Will Brad Marchand get booed in his home building?
Let's hope so. He deserves it.
It would be weird. It would feel weird. Crosby got booed in Pittsburgh when he came back from the 2010 Olympics.
Right.
For like 8 seconds. And then they were right back to loving him. Miller got an ovation.
I wonder if it's a guarantee that the game will outrate Saturday's game. That was a Saturday night. It was the first in 9 years.
Yep.
Now this one is the second game in a week. Granted, it's for the win.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday versus a Saturday. You know, what kind of competition is there? I'd imagine it's going to do really well.
The difference would be that everyone that would have watched on Saturday, I'd assume, is coming back for Thursday. They're going to want to.
You'd think.
And you might have those that didn't watch on Saturday that saw all of the highlights and all the social media reaction and are going, wow, I really missed something. And maybe those people are going to give it a shot on Thursday when they weren't expecting to.
Will this game start with fights?
No.
Agreed.
No, they did that already.
That's right. That was for the group stage.
Will there be a fight at all, though? Over under half a fight. Would you go over?
I would go
in the whole game, any point.
I think I might go over because it's exactly the kind of game where, let's say somebody is up 2-0, the team that's down someone's gonna say, we got to get things going. I got to fire up the crowd, the boys, whatever. It would not surprise me at all if there is one. I just wouldn't expect the same kind of sideshow. There was a wonderful sideshow in the first one.
Yeah. That was like, let's set the tone of it. But I think the tone's been set, right? That was, we're going to show everyone how much that this matchup and this game means to us and cares about it. They've already, there's no, you don't have to prove that.
Yeah.
Like, we just saw it for an entire hockey game. So, yeah, I don't think, I could see one, like Marchand fighting. If Canada's down 2-0, will he fight in his home building in Boston to try to get things riled up for his team? 100%.
It'd be kind of funny, yeah. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550 on the Four Nations and the franchise tag window opening in the NFL today. A report, the Bengals are expected to franchise tag T. Higgins with the non-exclusive franchise tag, which means the Bills, you know, any team could out there and try and sign him and pull him away. I don't anticipate anybody will. Now you're paying for that price and paying with draft picks as well. So I don't expect that. But yeah, franchise tag season is upon us.
If he is off the market, then the number one receiver in free agency is who? Chris Godwin off an injury?
Godwin or Kupp or Diggs or Tyreek Hill in a trade. Bill Barnwell posted a piece about exactly this, and it is you know, the veteran wide receiver market is not exactly flush this time around. Christian Kirk, there's a name for you.
Okay.
We're going to continue to say Christian Kirk's name because he is tight with Josh, and Josh gets what he wants quite a bit.
Yep.
So if Kirk is cut, then he could be a candidate for the Bills, or for any other team, rather.
But basically, it comes down to, who do you think that looks to be old and broken still has something left in the tank?
Hollywood Brown is another name here.
Hollywood Brown is maybe a good bet for this, because at, like, PFF's free agent wide receiver ranking, after Higgins, it's Chris Godwin, old and coming off an injury.
Yep.
Amari Cooper, old. Yeah. Right? Looked old. Stephon Diggs, old and coming off an injury. Marquise Brown.
Injury. Well, he came back from the injury, but...
He's also, I think, a little younger than all these guys.
Yeah, he's not that old, but he has been broken down a couple times, if you want to say it that way.
Keenan Allen. Looked really old last year.
Old.
Really old last year.
Yeah, Hollywood Brown's 27.
Mike Williams has dealt with a billion injuries throughout his career.
Like, no, thanks.
Like... Deontay Johnson is kind of
thanks.
He had a weird year.
This is, by the way,
he was going from one team to the other. Like, I thought he was good before last year.
This is a great case for Hollywood Brown. Jeremy Fowler, if you missed it, Jeremy Fowler last week reported that the Chiefs want to bring back Hollywood Brown. It was a one-year, $10 million deal. And Fowler said the Chiefs believe that Josh Allen has long wanted to play with Hollywood Brown. For whatever reason, that the Chiefs believe that. And Jeremy Fowler reported that. And it's funny, we talked to Sal off the air one day as he came in, and he had the same read on it that we did, which was, it's kind of a very specific thing to report, that one team thinks another player wants to play with their guy.
Right.
Hollywood Brown, Joe, you just listed that list. I mean, Chris Godwin's a heck of a player. How old is he? Is he 30, 31, 32? He's definitely older than 27.
Yeah, he's 28.
Okay, he's only 28.
He's way younger than I thought he was.
Okay.
Him, it's maybe more about the major injury. And if we are coming from a Bills perspective here, he is a slot receiver.
Right, whereas Hollywood Brown plays the outside quite a bit and can do that.
Right, so Godwin and Shakir is kind of a weird fit on the same offense. But Brown is the speed that you're hoping for.
That might be why, if anybody that says, why would you want that guy? Because of everyone we just listed. You want to get somebody that can play and has shown they can do it and isn't perfect, but also wouldn't be super expensive. That's where the Hollywood Brown idea is a good one.
When you really look at this list, like, because we all expect they're gonna do something, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to be like a major. It doesn't have to be trading a first-round pick for DK Metcalf major. But they're going to do something at wide receiver. And what do they really want it to be? How much do they trust Coleman to take a jump? Because if they are worried about that, or they really want to protect themselves against Coleman not taking a step or not being mature in year two, then like, what do they want? What do they want in their back pocket then? Do they want a rookie? Do they want a third round or a second round rookie as the next guy that's ready to step up, another guy like that? Like, more and more, because if Higgins is unavailable, not that I was expecting the Bills to do that anyway, they're not going near Diggs. Godwin doesn't fit, right? Hollywood Brown, to me, is the number one answer. But I really am starting to wonder more and more, just because of how bad the receiver options are, of they just circle back and say, okay, nothing else really makes sense. Let's just bring Cooper back.
Boy, if it's a year of the same group of receivers, we've got an issue. Don't we? If their offseason is Cooper comes back, it's not enough.
I want to be open to him being fine for them. Being pretty good even
at
for
what,
them.
$15 million and getting a lot of snaps?
See, I don't think...
Or just be, like, as a guy
that's
who's...
where the number will be very interesting. Because in my mind, I don't think he's getting $15 million off the year he just had. Like, to me... It's, hey, you want to prove that last year was, you're 30. You're 30. Sure. You're not 34. You're not DeAndre Hopkins. You're 30 years old. You are 1 year removed from a 1,200-yard season. You want to prove that last year was, I was on a horrible team with a bad quarterback, and then I got traded midseason, which is a hard situation to come into, and then I immediately injured my wrist. You want to prove that that's all that last year was? Here, come back for 1 year, $8 million.
I mean, even that's...
Come back for the Curtis Samuel number.
And then my receiver snaps are basically the same they were last year. There's no one new.
But that's what I mean. If it's that, or the new guy is pick 60.
I mean, that's probably a better idea.
I'm liking that idea, too. I'm just wondering if the Bills think that's the right pairing with Coleman.
No, you're right. To point out Coleman here, I don't even want to say the 60th pick is just better than Amari Cooper, but at least it gives you some potential ceiling above Cooper. And what we're talking about here is they need two guys. They need a guy. They need Cooper as their Coleman insurance. And then they need somebody else, probably.
So at that point, then, like, I don't even mind that. That just means you're not bringing Mac Hollins back.
No, they're definitely bringing Mac Hollins back. Mac Hollins is going to be like $2 million.
Because to me, like, I don't think they're not bringing him back either. But I like the idea more of saying, we loved you. It was a great season. You're a lot of fun. You did way better than anyone would have thought in this offense. But, yeah, we're going to go with Cooper, and we're going to go with a rookie instead. I mean, Hollins, as much as we all think he was a major part of their offense, and he did play a lot.
He caught, what, like,
on the
30
year,
passes?
Like, anyone that believes that was his most productive season is sadly mistaken. He had 30 more catches 2 years earlier. In Vegas in 2022, Hollins had 690 yards. He had 378 last year. Like, he was involved. He was an active member of the offense. But Cooper playing a third of the snaps was on pace to beat him in receptions, playing the same position. So I got a more productive player right there. You want to tell me it's going to cost me an extra $4 or $5 million, then I'm in. If it's going to cost me an extra 10, 15, then I'm obviously like, no, thank you.
803-0550, Paul in Buffalo before the break. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I actually thought I was going to wait a little longer, but it's good to get in quick. I want to talk about Sidney Crosby because I'm in awe of how he has played this tournament at his age. He ended the game against Finland, and Finland gets it back to within one goal, scoring two goals in about 2 minutes. And so you know Canada's feeling it because they're goaltending Swiss cheese. And Sidney Crosby, with an empty net, makes an open ice hit, takes the puck and scores the goal and seals the game up. And just the courage he has played this tournament with against these kids who he's not only keeping up with, he is throwing passes like we have never seen, not since the days of number 99. And to me, this might be a controversial statement, but to me, Sidney Crosby has etched his face on the Mount Rushmore of the NHL. He has definitively past Gordie Howe. The conversation is now Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Orr, or Sidney Crosby. Mr. Hockey Gordie Howe, you're not in that conversation anymore. I am just thunderstruck by what I see from Sidney Crosby every game in this tournament. And I'd also like to mention Charlie McAvoy has been admitted to Mass General last night. He played injured against Canada, and he played like a warrior. I've never had more respect for Charlie McAvoy, one hell of a USA defenseman. And it's not often I get to praise Boston Bruins. So, guys, have a great show. I'd love to hear your take on Crosby.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Crosby, the guy that was given away on a lottery when there wasn't a season.
I've come to respect him, obviously, and have no issue with him now. I hated him as a kid.
Yeah?
Hated him. It started early in his career, but it was to me, like, I just hated how he had no personality whatsoever. Just face of the league and always felt like he just didn't want it. Ovechkin did. He always seemed to want it. I was more, I liked Ovechkin more. That's, I guess, what it came down to.
Yeah, there's.
You want to tell me that he's on the Mount Rushmore of hockey? Like, I'm listening.
There's probably a period where I didn't like him. I don't know. Mainly, I hated that the Sabres had the same odds as the Penguins to get him and didn't. That's it. What are you supposed to do with that? You know, it'd be like if there was a drawing.
Yeah.
With you and 30 friends, one of you is going to win a professional sports franchise. Oh, Joe did. All right. How's he living? He lives the greatest life of anybody ever. And there was just a drawing. That's it. There was just a drawing for this man's services.
Uh-huh.
How'd they decide it? There wasn't a season. Oh, they just put together some formula. And then Pittsburgh won, you know, the greatest player of a generation. I'm not bitter. It's fine. It's normal. You know.
Do you know how long it's been since you won a playoff series?
Pre-COVID?
7 years.
Okay.
It's been 7 years since they won a playoff series.
Well, they really have kind of fumbled the bag around him quite a bit.
They really have blown the end of his career.
Yeah.
Like, they've not been competitive.
I mean, they
for
got three cups, so you say what
right,
you
right.
say.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah.
still. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Check in on the Twitter poll we put up about the four guys that could be franchise candidates next year for the Bills and who they need to avoid. We'll check in on that and much more here on WGR. I was telling Joe before the show started, reading up on some NFL stuff. Netflix wants in on Sunday football, Sunday afternoon packages. CBS and Fox have that. The deals run through 2033, and the NFL can get out of those deals in 2029, at which point, get ready for your streaming services to try and say, oh, no, we'll have the full Sunday package. So, you know, for whatever that's worth to you.
2029, though, is the first time that can happen?
Yep.
So we got a couple of years?
Couple of years. 803-0550, franchise tag window opens today. T. Higgins, Sam Darnold, Javon Holland among the names out there. Higgins is the first we've seen reporting, expected to get the tag, and Cincinnati's working on a long-term deal. The Bills' angle of this next, and the players that we might want to avoid this with. We'll come back and chat with you about that on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.